It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones.
Today, we're visiting with Diana Mattson from Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center to talk about a topic many families are curious about. Cremation. It's a choice that has become more common over the years, and there are often questions about how it works, what options families have, and how it fits in with traditional services. Diana is here to help us better understand the process and what families should consider when making this important decision.
So cremation is really the process of transforming the human body into basically an ash-like substance that we refer to as cremated remains. And it's done through a process of high heat and flame that creates that ash. Obviously, it's a permanent process that can't be reversed. So we want to make sure that families are reminded of that and know that their decision is a final decision. Both cremation and traditional burials are referred to in our industry as your final disposition, meaning that what is your choice in caring for the body as the last choice that will be made. And so cremation is a final disposition. You don't have to bury the cremated remains. It is the final disposition in that the body is in its final state as cremated remains. Whereas with a traditional burial, burial is basically that final disposition piece.
Are there certain reasons families tend to choose cremation, such as cost, personal beliefs, or flexibility in services?
Yeah, I think the flexibility piece is a big one, but it's really just a personal preference. I think there's a variety of reasons people choose cremation, from wanting to take up less of a carbon footprint to wanting to postpone services to a later time. Other families, perhaps mom or dad has passed and they want to hang on to those cremated remains until their other parent passes and then bury them at the same time. So there's a variety of reasons, personal choice, beliefs, all of those play a role in it. But cremated remains, like I said, don't have to be buried. So you can keep them in an urn or any other container of your choice, really, and then bury them at a later date or scatter the ashes, do whatever it is that you want with the cremated remains.
What options do families have to celebrate their loved one's life?
So I think that is probably the biggest misconception, is that you have to choose cremation or having the body present. And in fact, you can do both. Clearly, there's a particular order that that needs to happen in. But if people want to have a body present for a visitation and a service, because sometimes that visual presentation allows people to have greater closure, they can do that. And then the person could be cremated after services are performed. It's not an immediate process. So there is time that would have to lag if the person was going to be buried. But again, if they are going to keep the cremated remains, it's a fine option too. So we encourage families to think about that, because you can have a visitation with the body present. Of course, the state of Minnesota regulations requires that that body be embalmed first before it's presented publicly, but it's certainly an option for families and a really nice option, I think, for those who have family and loved ones that want one last time to say goodbye to that person. But in fact, the services are really there to help people grieve and to get through that process of losing someone they love. And so by having a visitation or service of some sort to honor that person is a really wonderful way to say goodbye and allow others just that process to let go and to work through their grieving.
What are some of the ways families can keep or memorialize ashes after cremation?
Well, there's several ways. Again, they, of course, can be placed on the mantle as, you know, a decorative piece or a memorial piece home. Some families choose to spread or scatter the cremated remains. Of course, there are some regulations that also need to be followed by the individuals, but there's a variety of things you can do as keepsakes as well. Parting stones, we have a variety of jewelry options. Apparently, they can be made into gems. And so there's a variety of things that can be done with those cremated remains to memorialize the individual.
And we will be discussing next week with Diana in-depth follow-up show about jewelry and stones. What are some common misconceptions people have about cremation?
Well, I think the biggest one is that families often assume that if you cremate a body, that's it. that we just kind of do it under the radar. But really combining that with the celebration of life or memorial service is really one of the best things to help the survivors mourn that loss.
How does Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center guide families through this process from planning to memorial service?
So the planning process is comprehensive, and it really closely mirrors the planning process that's held for traditional services when the body is present. We'll go through all the aspects, starting first with the authorization. The state of Minnesota requires that a cremation be authorized, and so there's a variety of ways that that happens. The Minnesota rules say that the majority of adult family members at the highest level of kinship have to authorize that cremation. So unless the deceased person is made prearranged and has signed and notarized their own authorization. So what that means is sometimes in a healthcare directive, someone is appointed to make decisions about someone after they've passed away. So that person would be the primary person to be able to make that authorization. Otherwise, it falls to, again, the next closest kin. It might be a spouse. It might be adult children. It could be parents or adult siblings. It just depends on what your family situation looks like. And so we'll get that authorization. And then we spend a lot of time discussing visitation services, burial options, and then, you know, talking about how people will gather for fellowship or lunch and refreshments and all the things that go into it, sharing the obituaries and all those pieces that we touch on when we cover a traditional funeral.
If someone is thinking about cremation for themselves or a loved one, what's a good first step or conversation to have?
Well, if someone wants to be cremated, I think the best first step is to reach out to your funeral director. Again, Minnesota has rules about the authorization of cremation. And so if that's something that you want to ensure will happen, then you can pre-authorize that and have it notarized. You know, sometimes our best laid wishes don't always come to fruition. And so in order to ensure that that would happen, that's a great first step is to reach out to your funeral director and get some of the authorization steps in place. I think cremation services can be really beautiful and meaningful. Sometimes it's easy for families to think that it's an easier process, that it's difficult to bring family together and friends together. But I think it's important to realize the benefits that those in-person gatherings can have in memorializing your loved one.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.